Yankee Charlie India, radio check.
Sounding good. This is K4RYL, Kilo 4, Romeo Yankee Lima, Poinsett Highway, Greenville.
This is KQ4 Yankee Charlie India, Highway 14, Simpsonville.
Other side of downtown Greenville for me, but you're making it up to Caesar's Head. You have a good afternoon, 73s. We're about to jump out. K4RYL.
Roger that, 73s to you, sir. KQ4 Yankee Charlie India, clear.
4 Yankee Charlie India, this is KO4HK.
How are we healing today, sir?
Pretty well. I go back to the doctor in the morning to get some stitches removed and for a checkup, so we'll find out more then.
And make sure that he prescribes to you the Bionic Man Sound Effect Starter Pack for when you start running.
I doubt I'll be running anytime soon, but I'll definitely remind him that I need that.
Up there in the mountains today?
Mostly sunny, 80 degrees. Looks like a very nice day. I've been out on the porch, and that's about as far as I've made it today. But other than that, it looks great.
Well, now are you able to get around?
And I was walking with a walker when I come home. Really well, and then now I've been walking without the walker or any assistance for the last, I don't know, 5 days, something like that, so I think I'm doing really well for not even 3 weeks out yet.
Boy, do you think a 12-volt battery like the one I'm using to power this little man pack radio would run that FT991 Alpha for a little bit?
It won't last long, but it would run it.
Want to find the cable that I can plug in to do that, and then get out here and just try it out with the antenna out here and just see if I actually could make some contacts with it. But I just want it to tune on the other. It'll tune on 28 band, 24 band, and I think the 14 band. But then as it gets into the lower bands or the higher bands, whichever they work out to be, it won't tune at all with the 120, the Yaesu Atos 128.
Yeah, it would probably do that, but like I said, it's not going to last long, and you're not going to be able to run 100 watts. I wouldn't even try that. But you should be able to do, you know, I would say 10 watts. On that small battery for a short amount of time, and then like I said, just tuning an antenna is a unique art in a lot of cases, so just something you got to play with there.
I'm trying to tune it with those, like the 7-point frequency and the other ones like that. I don't know what you call that one. I have to do it with the mic. It won't tune automatically with it.
I have not hooked mine up enough to know to be 100% familiar with it. So I need to get more familiar with that antenna myself. Might do that next week. Seeing how I can move around up here at the house, I can at least do that. Might be a good opportunity. And then I can give you some feedback on it.
That, I'm just out here running the hounds right now, watching some clouds roll in.
See any of the field day events?
Yesterday was the first full day I've had air conditioning in a week, and I just decided to stay in the house and soak up the air conditioning.
Thank you for that, because it has been a hot couple of weeks here.
Mars Hill the other day for the wedding last weekend, it was pretty hot up there in Mars Hill.
Warm up here, and then they'll have an afternoon thunderstorm come through and cool it down, like yesterday. It got up to low 80s, and then there was a storm come through and cooled it down into, I think it was like 70 degrees, and it stayed there the rest of the afternoon and come through about 2:30.
And where are you located? Because she's sort of liking the sound of that weather.
just outside of Bovard. If you look where the DuPont State Forest is located, I am about 4 miles down the mountain from it.
So when the serial killer was operating in Pisgah?
That was.
Well, when I was troubleshooting for Marita, I had to deliver to the Bilo. It was there right there at the entrance. And they would tell me, don't go up in there in that place because there was a serial killer. So I would just get in my bread truck and go the opposite way.
I know what you were talking about. Yeah, I've been living here. I was born and raised right here where I'm at, so in the county. So I've been through all the ups and downs of what's going on right here.
We were, you know, when we were coming out of Mars Hill, when we had to go through and skirt Asheville to get back on 26, we got to sit there parked for a bit, and I was noticing around the river, I guess around Black Mountain, a whole lot of damage. They just left a whole lot of damaged stuff there, didn't they?
In Swannanoa, all that area over there got hit real hard. That's all downriver, and it built up quite a bit of ahead by then, and it just leveled the place. They're still in disaster recovery mode over there.
Yankee Charlie India. My wife was telling me that the serial killer was there 2004 to 2008.
I was living here. Living right here where I'm at now at that time.
Tag that goes through it, are you anywhere near where that Bilo used to be, or are you up there where the school is, or which end are you on?
I are familiar with how to get from Bavard to Hendersonville on 64. You should remember the triangle stop right across from the rock quarry, and I live in that area.
64, I used to cut Bill and then go down this long stretch of road, and the one thing I remember about it was this house that had two or three old Rolls Royces in the front yard. Does that sound familiar to you?
Yeah, that's 64, Highway 64. That runs through Hendersonville all the way to Bavard and up past through Bavard up to Cashiers and back around that way. That's the way most people come in. That's the big road coming into the area, unless you go all the way up to the airport and come in 280, which is a four lane now. But that was a two lane when I was growing up too. So you should have come in 64. Because you've been working bread delivery and all that. You've been working through 64 coming that way, and you'd have come into the Bilo right there.
I loved it. I loved getting lost up there because it was a really pretty area to get lost in.
I used to love to just go on a day like today. We'd just get out in the forest, and we'd just go ride in a pickup truck and just, you know, just enjoy being out in nature, just ride, stop, play in the river for a little while. And now you can't do that. There's too many people. You can't enjoy it anymore. So I don't even go in there.
You might need some Bigfoot sightings to throw a few people out of there.
KO4HKX, what would they're going to do about it? It's going to be utter chaos because they're putting roundabouts coming out of the forest right there where that Bilo was at. They're putting roundabouts in. There's going to be three roundabouts within a 16th of a mile, and you'll be dizzy by the time you get through there. It's just going to be utter chaos.
Well, roger that. I'm going to go in here and got to call a couple of guys about some stuff regarding podcasts, but I'll be back. Glad to hear that you're on the mend. KO4HKX, this is KQ4, Yankee Charlie India, clear.
You and your wife have a wonderful afternoon. Enjoy the beautiful day and the air conditioning now that it's working again, and good to talk to you. KO4HKX, I'll be clear. 73.